Pishol, Se'if, Lamed, Vav. Learning about Keli Rishon, Keli Sheni. We're learning the introduction. Introduction is, the Gemara says that if you've got a pot, you shouldn't put inside it any spices, but if you took the pot and you put it into the ka'arav, you put it into the into something after it, which you didn't cook it inside it. You put it into a bowl, then you're allowed to put into it spices. So what is trapped in the Gemara? The Gemara says that Keli Rishon, the pot which you cooked inside it, as long as it is hot, you have to let it. If you put something in the pot, you can go and cook it. But if you pour it over from the pot into the next kli, into the bowl, then the bowl is a keli sheni, it doesn't cook. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Rishonim have a machloek, because what happens if you pour over from the pot onto some food? This is called irui, means pouring over from water, which was in the keli vision. You pour it onto food, considered irui, not keli sheni. Keli sheni is already in the bowl, and afterwards you put in the food. This is pouring it over to the food. Machloikas Rishonim, we take on, it cooks a little bit. So on Shabbos we have to worry about it because it cooks. Now, so he says in the introduction that four different things. First of all, he says there's such a thing called Kalei Abishul. The Gemara says there is something like, we'll learn about it later on, some people say that salt is easier to cook, and therefore even cook in a keli sheni. And we'll learn about it, that there are some things which are light to cook, easy cookings, that cooks very easily, like we see in tea, even if it's a keli sheni, it cooks. So the Gemara says there is such a thing as cooking in a keli sheni. Normal circumstances, normal things, normal foods don't cook in a keli sheni, but there are some foods which do cook in a keli sheni. So, number two, davar gush. Something which is a solid. A solid which has got no liquid, a piece of meat. There is some shitters who say that a piece of meat, even if it goes into a bowl, since it is a solid, it keeps the heat inside it. It doesn't have a din from keli sheni. It's still considered a keli rishon. Not all the poskim hold about it. We'll learn about it later on. Number three, he says, there's matzekim avushal, something called, it looks like cooking. Some shitters hold that even in a keli sheni, one can't put foods which look as if you are cooking the food. Look as if the reason why you put the food in this keli sheni is not to cook it, you're not allowed to do that. Number four, yad nichtes boy. If it is very, very hot and your hand will not only soledes means if you put it there, you pull it away. Nichtes means if you put it there, you get burned, which is much hotter than yad soledes boy. Some people say that if it is yad nichtes boy, which is much hotter than yad soledes, even in a keli sheni, it cooks. So these are the exceptions in a keli sheni. Number one, there's such a thing. Kalei Abishul, something which is so easy to cook. Number two, if it is a gush, if it is a solid, some people are machmed that doesn't get a din keli sheni. Number three is if you've got machzeh kamavashel, if it looks as if you're cooking, sometimes even a keli sheni's got a problem if it looks as if you're cooking. Number four, if it is hot yad nichbis, which your hands would burn inside it. Now, in order to understand what is the reasoning for keli sheni, so there is a Tosfos. He says in the footnote, Ayin Tef, explains what is the reason for keli sheni. Because we're not discussing a case when the heat is less than yad soledes boy. Heat which is less than yad soledes boy doesn't come into the hilchos bishul altogether. Ein hilchos bishul with something which is less than yad soledes. We'll never find anything in hilchos bishul if it is less than yad soledes. So if so, the keli sheni is also yad soledes. So if the keli sheni is yad soledes, so we want to know, why should it not be a reason that you should cook it? Why should it not be a reason that you should cook in the keli sheni? It's also the same heat. What is the difference? If it is keli rishon, or if it is keli sheni, they also got yad soledus. So the Tosfos explains, keli rishon is the pot which was cooked on the stove. So the fire came on this pot itself. So the sides of the pot are very hot. So the sides of the pot are going to help the heat to keep inside it. But the keli sheni is the opposite. The water may be hot, yad soledus, but the sides of the pot, the sides of the keli sheni, of the bowl or the cup, is cold. Because they weren't heated up by keli sheni, they weren't heated by the fire. They're cold. So keili, you've got a milchama, you've got a wall between the sides of the kli and the water. So even if there is heated water inside, Chazal say that since the cup is against the sides of the cup, or the sides of the bowl are cold, therefore it goes and makes a milchama, a war against the water. Therefore the water doesn't have a possibility to go and cook in it, because you've got the sides of the bowl of the cup which are against it, because it is cold. That's the reason what Tosfos explains, that normal keli sheni does not cook, because you've got the sides of the pot, the cup, which is a keli sheni, which wasn't heated up by the stove or by anything, it's cold, therefore it can't cook inside it. This is the end of that, the introduction.